Bruchim Abayim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united, learning the Torah of the Heilig Gezer Hashem Shin. Our shir is for a schus and a refuah shalema for Rav Chaim Yosef ben Malkin Nechama, for Elisheva Esther bas Shifra Nechama, for Sarah bas Pina, and for Chaim Yehuda Aryeh ben Gittel Rezel. May they each have a refuah shalema bimheira and darichas yamim vishanim tavos. Concerning the mitzvah of lulav and esrog, we learn ulakachtem lachem biyom harishon, that a person should take on the very first day of Sukkos all the minim, in particular pre-Eitz Hadar, which is the esrog. The esrog is symbolic of the heart. It reminds us of the great kesher, the relationship that we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam, how we should make sure that that kesher is always strong, that each and every one of us remain very close to the Borei Olam. In fact, the idea that the Pri Eitz Hadar comes right after Yom Kippur is because it says in Chazal, Rishon Lecheshbon Avonos, it is the first day of accounting for the sins of the new year. We ensure that we are able to stay on that level of purity that we achieved on Yom Kippur by remembering the lesson of the Pri Eitz Hadar. We know that an esrog can stay on the tree through the entire year, and even though there may be storms, even though there might be hot sun, the esrog is not affected. It stays flawless, beautiful, without a pagam or a psul. So too, we have to try our very best to remain on the level of purity, the level of wholeness that we were all able to achieve on Yom Kippur. It happened that one time, the great Tzaddik Reb Aryeh Levin came into one of the establishments in Mea Shearim and wanted to buy a lulav and esrog. At that moment, the moicher rushed over to Reb Aryeh and gave him a lulav and an esrog. The esrog was all wrapped up. You couldn't see it. Reb Aryeh asked him, how much is the price? The moicher told him. He took out the money from his pocket and paid him. Immediately, he rushed out of the store without even checking the esrog. A Talmud ran after him, and when he caught up to him, he says, Rebbe, you didn't even look at the esrog to make sure it's one that you like, to make sure that it's okay. Rabbi Levin responded, I want you to know, there are two times when the Torah talks about hiddur. One time is Pri Eitz Hadar, talking about the esrog. The second one is B'hadarta B'nei Zokein, that you should respect, that you should give honor to the elderly. Right now, I'm going to a senior residence to visit an elderly man that could use chizuk. Right now, I have to be very careful about the mitzvah of B'hadarta B'nei Zokein. I am sure that the esrog that I bought will also be a Pri Eitz Hadar. Be'ezra Hashem Yisparach, we will continue with our Shir Nezer Hashem Shin. I would like to wish everybody, Me'umka Deliba, Besuros Tavos, Yeshuas, V'nechomos.